Welcome, everyone. I'm Sifu Cicero, one of the primary instructors at the Online School of Qi Energy Training. Today I have with me Sifu Jones, who is the head instructor for Qi Energy Training. We are going to discuss Energy Form Training Part 4 and discuss some of the questions about the practical applications of Energy Form. Good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yeah, we're going over form training because form training is such a hard concept to pick up what we're talking about when we start talking about doing form training and using your qi in a particular form. What we're going to do here is answer some of the questions that we got coming in, kind of go over some answers with them. I'll answer it also, and then I'll go over some more information concerning form training.
Okay, Sifu Jones, our first question is from a person who actually performs energy work, and they say, I perform a combination of Reiki, Qigong, chakra activation in my energy work. I'm interested in learning Qi energy technique. I read that in month two that you teach students how to move a straw. Why do I need how to learn how to move a straw in order to learn Qi energy technique? I understand what they're saying completely because I practiced Qigong and Reiki, and I was never taught to move an object. So the first time I experienced something called telekinesis was learning it in Qi energy, and I've just never moved an outside object. I always was a healer and worked on different things with the mind-body connection. So I wondered what was the practical application of how to move a straw. But what I did learn, I found out, is I became more precise with my energy work when I started using my hands at first to move a straw, to guide it back and forth. You know, at first it felt like a slight presence between my palms, kind of similar to sensing a chair or lamp in a dark room. And then I also found out that by cooling my hands a little bit more, I kept guiding it around the straw, and I felt this kind of thickening a bit more and more. And then all of a sudden, I started to feel the straw, the length and the width and the hollow middle section. The next thing I knew, the straw started to move. I was amazed. And then I put it in a clear, closed container, and it really moved. I had no idea that I could feel actual attributes and identify them while I was moving an object.
And a lot of people think at first, well, it's your, you know, wind breath or that kind of thing. But when you put it inside a closed object, that's clear that you can still move it around. You can see you're taking out the condensation that might be involved or the typical way other people would use to move an object. And we're taking it to the biophoton level at that point. And that's what we found out about energy, that the bioenergy that everybody puts off, you know, some people call it qi energy. And what we found out that it really is their biophotons that you put off, which is a form of light, which is also a form of this electrical magnetic energy. And so it really acts just like electricity is what we found out. And since this is something that can be either destructive or on the healing side, we're teaching it in our school on this healing side because it's much easier to work on the healing side if you're going to be using your own body or that of a friend. And so we don't really go over too much detail about the destructive part of the energy until you're into towards the instructor level. Then we would go over things like that, but totally want people to learn the healing side of it first. But you say the biggest reason why you're going to learn to do something as simple as move a drinking straw is a precision thing. It gets you to put your qi exactly where you want that energy to go. And if you don't move the straw and you're bouncing it, then you're missing it. And as soon as you are able to just do it consistently, you know that you're putting it on point or where you want that energy to go specifically. And that ability to do that really is helpful. We do other 2 to 5 minute type exercises because they're bringing up what's in the second month is a 2 to 5 minute exercise. And we also teach them other 2 to 5 minute exercises that go over things like filling through a closed container. Again, if you learn to do that real well and you start filling the different objects under that container by tuning into it in the way that we can teach you how to, then you can put this healing form right into a person in very specific areas with such a precision because you're getting so used to doing inanimate objects. And so then when you're dealing with something that is actually alive, you can do it so much and tune into it even better than you thought was possible. And so it is a precision thing. It's getting people to tune into it in the right way so that you can use your energy in much better ways as you go through the school.
Well, Sifu Jones, our next question is about remote viewing, astral travel, and OVA technique. And this particular person said he followed instructions in a book about remote viewing. However, his success was not so good. So he wants to know, how real are these types of abilities? And can remote viewing be of any practical use other than the experience itself?
Well, it really can. Remote viewing has been used as even in the government. They did remote viewing type scenarios and situations, and it's a way to find information out about different things. Unless you're in that type of a field or something, I'm not sure that it would be that useful for you to do. What we really go into is past the remote viewing part, because remote viewing is a type of you just sending part of your spirit or your spirit eye to a place where that you can see around, but your whole body is not following you, or you don't have enough energy there that you can do anything more than just remote view. Astral projection is that ability to finally start projecting more of your spirit outside your body, and it is a physical thing. It's something that takes a lot of practice, and it takes a while before you tune into things like this, and we do it so differently than what's normally being taught out there. In most cases, the books that you go through use your head to do it with, and we find that by going through your head, it's already so hot that it has a tendency to heat you up more. And the more you heat up, the more further away from the spirit that you actually get. And so we teach you how to cool down the energy around you so that you can and actually get in tune with your own spirit, which is kind of different and why we have such better results than a lot of the books that will teach you these type of techniques.
You know, I usually just pop right back in my body if I focus in on the remote viewing too much. And since I learned a cooling transfer process while I'm doing the nerve fiber building through the training, I could hold it for a lot longer, and then those other higher levels became more possible for me.
And you think about it, even what you said there, I mean, that was still with years of practice that you were able to do things like that. And what we're trying to show people is that they don't have to put in years and years of practice like you and I did, where it took you a dozen years before you learned to remote view. What we're going to do is show them practical application and a step-by-step procedure how to do that, simply as where they can tune in and find out whether somebody's in a different room than they are in, or behind a door that they would be able to tune into that and feel that somebody is behind that door. And these are things that are practical applications that can help you in a lot of different ways if you think about it. We do tune in a totally different way. We use temperature control to help us aid to get us to that point where we can control the energy in much better ways than you could if it gets too hot.
And our next question is about a person who works behind the computer all day long, and they answer support calls from people that need help with problems. And so he calls himself or herself a problem solver. And at the end of the day, they're wondering, you know, how to unwind and relax. They can't stop thinking or playing on the computer or just stop being busy. And they ask if our school can help them solve their active mind and slow down from keeping so busy after their working hours.
Well, and that is a case of usually what happens is as you get too hot, you put yourself into high gear, and this is the result of being stressed. And as you get more and more stress, you tighten up more and more, and it creates more and more heat. And so, yeah, that's what we do in our school, is teach a person how these things happen and how the remedy around it, so that they can make this energy come out good feeling and cool. And by using the tri-concept, they can bypass these stressful areas, or this time that would normally take like maybe several hours for them to calm down, we can start showing them techniques that'll work, that'll calm them down much quicker than that. And actually, by doing some simple exercises in the morning before they go to work, it can avoid that whole problem in the first place. So there's a whole lot of good reasons for coming into a school and learning how energy actually works.
Before those levels of stress started to build up, I just kept calming myself down because I practiced it so much with the nerve fiber building and energy form. Just like myself, the students in school, we rarely get sick with anything at all. And if something happens, everything repairs so quickly.
When you're doing energy right, it sure is. Unfortunately, when you do energy work wrong, and there are a lot of different ways that are being taught out there where they really do overheat and overtax the body, and it actually will break you down over time, not really build you up like you may think that you're being built up. We certainly went through a bunch of methods that were like that before we started teaching this one.
Well, I found being able to regulate my temperature all day and be cool-minded, everything worked together in such a friendly, cooperative way with people on the phone or people in person. It was a whole new way of life for me.
Well, when people really don't keep temperature control in their energy modalities, for the most part, they're unaware that as you heat the body up too much, it causes all sorts of problems to your body. It really isn't taught in a lot of energy modalities because they really didn't know that that's be the result of doing energy through your body. But now that we do know that there's the evidence is back, there's plenty of experiments that have been done with energy to see how it works through the different glands and through the body, that we do now know that you do things like start burning your pheromones where you're putting out this, the wrong kind of energy, so that it actually causes a repelling action to take place. In general, you're suited with pheromones that are on the attracting side, and they start that way out. But when you do your energy work wrong, you can very quickly burn your pheromones and actually cause the opposite reaction of what you want to happen. And these are things that people aren't normally, you know, aware of different energy modalities, because enough of them out there will push you to heat up yourself, and they think that that's a good idea and it'll show more power, when really it's actually causing damage to your own body, and it's something that you really shouldn't do. We go over in our school and explain all these different reasons, such as pheromones, natural killer cells, the way it affects your immune system, tell you exactly why these aren't the kind of things that you should do, and exactly why we're training you in the way that we do train you.
Well, our next question is interesting because this is a person that works with autistic children and adults and says, can your chi energy training teach me how to use energy to calm the nervous system for those who are autistic?
And it really can. This good feeling, cool energy that we teach people how to put out really does help calm a person down, and it works on not only children but animals and all sorts of things, even on bugs. So it's funny that energy would affect that much in a person, but it really does.
Well, the energy form I learned to perform on myself has an effect where it can simultaneously work on a person or in a large group. And you teach us that in year two and year three and into year four, how that's a quantum effect where the energy form happens in two different places. I think that's outstanding.
Well, and it's the reason why things like distant healing can take place, because of that quantum effect. And we do teach the student exactly how that quantum effect works, and then practical applications so that they can actually learn to use it themselves.
Number five, I'm a massage therapist that uses Reiki on my clients after therapeutic body work. Is the Qi energy method more effective than Reiki?
It really is, mainly because you get immediate feedback from using this particular method. You know right away how well you've did your energy work by the direct feedback of the person that you're working with.
Well, wouldn't they be able to gently cool their clients' internal temperature as they worked on them and increase their metabolism and cellular repair with the type of nerve fiber building that they're doing on themselves, correct?
You really will. A lot of times with the Reiki symbols that you use, because you're focusing in the way that you do and you're not necessarily worried about the temperature control, you do have a tendency to heat things up. But we'll show as a scientific fact how much problems can arise from doing energy work in this hot way all the time. It really isn't something that you want to do if you're going to be doing this for a living.
Number six, levitation is why I came to your website. Can I learn to levitate in year one, or what would it take to perform levitation?
What I always explain to people is levitation is the pinnacle of extreme energy abilities. It takes years of being able to do this, usually for most people. Occasionally, you'll get a child or something like that is just naturally be able to relax, and they can do things like that. Levitation is a whole bunch of things working at the exact same time. I go over different classes on levitation, how you'd go about doing it, and all the different types of steps included in if you want to do this like on a demand type of a deal. It's really hard to get to that point where you're going to get to it as an on-demand type of thing. It takes a lot of prep time in order to pull off something like that, and it's not a rookie that usually can do it. Now, saying that, there's really a strange thing when you do energy work at high levels that occasionally you'll go into these extreme abilities where just for that time or just for that little moment, you'll suddenly be able to do extreme ability. And even then, by the next day, you won't be able to. And that really has to do with the fluctuation of energy, of how electricity fluctuates. And because it does fluctuate, you can catch it on a fluctuation and be able to do something one moment. And then very soon after you've been able to do that, you wouldn't even then be able to do it again, just because of that then fluctuation of it going back the other way. Levitations are possible But it is a case that you're not going to do that anytime soon. It won't be in the first year. I mean, the first year you're just learning to tune into energy and seeing that you can change different attributes on it. And then other years you start learning other energy exercises that are much stronger. And that's why you wanted to learn these attributes of how to change the energy around, because as you learn stronger exercises, if you haven't learned how to cool your energy down, they can be kind of overpowering and just overload your own system, and then you just get bad side effects. And to avoid bad side effects, you learn these type of things like the tri concept that we teach people, and it really keeps people from having any problems doing their energy work.
Well, our last question, number 7, is very much often asked. It says, in one of your MP3 seminars, you said that it was not a good idea to mix other energy methods during Qi energy training. Is that true, and why?
We know that a lot of the other type of energy methods out there are not going to be going over with you the same type of information we are. We went through a lot of these type of energy modalities out there, the Qigongs, the Reiki, so many different systems that we know what kind of systems are out there, what they're going to do to you. I mean, we've all done breaths and the colors and the sounds. And when we studied the science behind how energy works, how electricity works, we found out that these are not the things that you really want to add into your energy training. Breaths do not really help you. They give you that impression they do. And I certainly learned all these different types of breaths, how to do these different sounds and different healing sounds that they would say, well, this one does this one does that. And certainly I learned them all, and I could do them really well and could do them for long periods of time. And it really didn't get me very far towards practical application of being able to show you what Qi is. And I did colors. You know, I went through and I tried to conjure up in my mind all these different colors. And what I found out is I would just go through these roller coaster rides doing breaths, doing colors, or even doing sounds, because certainly I did the sound thing too. I mean, I think we all have done that one time or another, where buy the stuff where you think it's going to change your brain the way it works if you listen to these different sound noises, and you know, these theta type of MP3s that you can listen to, and they are set at different frequencies so that they are supposed to engage your brain in particular ways. And what we found out scientifically is each of these things will just heat your head up even hotter than it is already. In order to get really to a high level in energy work, you have to learn it through what we're teaching in this form training. And you don't want to use breaths, you don't want to use collars, you don't want to use sounds, because they will just heat you up and you won't be able to control your chi. The energy exercises that we teach students are really strong. Even our basic one is so much stronger than most of the energy modalities would teach you in the different things that you would try to do. We went through all sorts of different things, different energy modalities where you do things like a micro or macrocosmic orbit, where you did circular type exercises, so they would say, but all they would really do, again, is give you this roller coaster ride because of their inability to get past the glands that you have in your body. They would hit your glands with all this energy and all this hormonal flow would come out of you, and the next thing you know is you're flying high or you're really going low. That's the problem, is this roller coaster ride of high highs and low lows with particular ways of doing energy work. What we've done is trained by doing these energy patterns that do not affect your hormonal flow in the same way other ones do. And then we teach you forms that will help you or enable you to get past hormonal problems so that you're not kicking out too many hormones into your bloodstream at once and going through that roller coaster ride effect. There are a lot of good reasons why you don't really want to mix our method with other methods, because we're really going to go over all these different methods with you of how they do it, how we certainly learned to do it in the first time around, and why it didn't work, and why we learned to do it this other way, and why it does work, and we'll actually show you the practical application involved with each type of technique.
Mr. Jones, thank you so much.
Okay, and that's really what we wanted to go over with form training today, is to answer these 7 questions and, you know, give people a little bit better understanding of what form training is, and they can stand by for the next part 5.